Afghan and U.S. officials say remnants of the Taliban and al-Qaeda terrorist network will try and exploit tensions over Iraq and possibly step up their activities in Afghanistan if war breaks out. Both countries say, however, they do not expect the overall security situation in Afghanistan to change significantly. Over the past few weeks, there has been increased fighting between coalition forces in Afghanistan and the remnants of the Taliban and al-Qaeda. A number of Afghan civilians have also been killed near the southern city of Kandahar, a former Taliban stronghold. There are also indications of a new recruitment and training drive by Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters, who have reportedly joined forces with Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, a former Afghan warlord intent on ousting U.S. and coalition forces from the country. The fighting, attacks on civilians, and reports of a resurgent Taliban and al-Qaeda have raised fears that if war breaks out in Iraq, Afghanistan could suffer increased instability as these forces look to exploit public anger and discontent over a war against Iraq. Speaking to VOA, Afghanistan's foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah, says Afghans, as Muslims, certainly sympathize with the plight of Iraqi civilians, but he says he expects there will be no increase in support for extremist elements in Afghanistan if U.S.-led forces attack Iraq.
The terrorist groups, the remnants of al-Qaeda and Taliban, they might try to provoke, to make provocations, and to utilize that atmosphere, which will be a little bit different from the atmosphere of today. But I am absolutely sure about the situation with our people, which they have no sympathy with the regime in Iraq. They do have sympathy with the people of Iraq, which have suffered for so long, but our people, they do not have sympathy with the regime.
Foreign Minister Abdullah says coalition forces are prepared to counter renewed actions by the remnants of the Taliban and al-Qaeda, and therefore the overall security situation in Afghanistan should not change much in the event of war with Iraq.
The terrorist groups, al-Qaeda, its strategy is destabilization of Afghanistan. They would try to do it. Only as a result of that atmosphere, they might find it easier at that time. That will be the only change. But that is, I think, something, a risk which we should be ready to face. That will not mean that there will be a big change in the whole security situation in Afghanistan. The course of the events in Afghanistan after September 11th has changed, and it has reversed. That cannot be brought back.
Foreign Minister Abdullah says he is also not worried about a diversion of combat resources away from Afghanistan to Iraq. On the contrary, he says, coalition forces have actually increased their support for his government recently, stepping up training for a new national Afghan army. Colonel Roger King, the spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition forces in Afghanistan, says he too is aware of reports that Taliban and al-Qaeda forces might try and exploit tensions over Iraq. However, the U.S. Army colonel says coalition forces have long prepared for any such development.
We've had intelligence reports that say that several organizations who are against us here have tried to say that they're going to tie their activities to the starting of or the beginning of hostilities somewhere else. But we've seen in the past that many times these organizations will try to pick an anniversary date, they'll try to pick some mark on the calendar as a call to arms. And so far they've done that with very, very limited success. So I don't really expect anything different this time. However, as I said, we've had intel that says it's a possibility, so we'll prepare for that eventuality. If they do act based upon whatever reasons, we're ready for them. We'll deal with it.
Colonel King says operations in Afghanistan are minuscule when compared to the forces being deployed for possible action against Iraq. Coalition forces, he says, number about 10,000, about the same size as one U.S. Army division. There are no plans, he says, to divert any resources away from the coalition until the war against terrorism in Afghanistan is over, something he says will not happen anytime soon. Jim Teeple, VOA News.